Okay, Ramban on Parshas Shlach. So the Ramban discusses the story of the Meraglim, and we start with Rashi that says Shlach Lecha. So Rashi says, "You send for you L'daitcha. I Hashem, I'm not mitzava you to send the Meraglim. If you want, you can send them." And Rashi explains because Kal Yisrael came to Moshe and said, "We need to send spies." And Moshe asked Hashem, and Hashem says, "Look, I told them it was a good land. If they want to spy it out, I'm going to give them a makom litos." And so, and that's Rashi. So, the Ramban asks, okay, so first of all, that means Moshe did something wrong. Because it says, Vayitav Be'enai Hadover. It was good for me to send the spies. I thought it was a good idea to send the spies. But Hashem said it was, you know, Hashem was upset that they asked to send spies. So that Moshe sent, sinned. Nobody said Moshe sinned here at all. Second, what did the Meraglim do wrong? If Moshe said, go see, spy it out, see if they're strong, and they came back and said, oh, are they strong? So they were. That's what they sent them to do. How could they get in trouble for that? And secondly, or third, I forget what I'm talking about. Moshe, when he repeats this over, later on in Devarim, and he tells over, what it will be like when they go into Eretz Yisrael, is in Devarim, it says, Devarim Tes, Pasuk Aleph. It says, Shema Yisrael. This is Moshe talking to Bnei Yisrael many years later. Shema Yisrael ata over hayom haseyardein lavo l'reshes goyim gedolim v'atzumim mimecha. You're gonna, try to conquer nations that are much stronger than you. Aram gedolos u'betzurus v'shamayim in super fortified towns. Am gadol v'aram b'nei anakim. They're super giants. Asher yatayadata v'asher shamatim yitzitev b'nei anak. That's really, you know, who could stand up to an anak? Moshe said that. So if that was their avera, that the Ramban came back and said, you know, Moshe sent us to say, to see if they were really strong. Oh, are they strong? They're crazy strong. So apparently they told the truth, because Moshe, when is talking to Bnei Yisrael later, it's exactly what Moshe says. Yeah, they're super strong. And Moshe, it's only like really, you know, Betzura special Mayim, like, you know, they're really strong. So that couldn't have been the sin that the Ramban came back and said the people in Eretz Yisrael are really strong. Moshe says they're really strong. That's not the avera. So therefore, the Ramban explains like this, that there was nothing wrong with sending spies, because you're not supposed to be Samech HaLanes, the Torah's not Samech HaLanes. So if you're going to go and attack a country, it makes sense to go see what's doing over there and where and how to enter. So Moshe said, Aluza Benegev, check out the Negev. To see, is that a good place to go into? You know, not every part we know, not every part of Eretz Yisrael was as good as the others. All of Eretz Yisrael is great, but, you know, some places are better than others. Maybe some places are easier to enter than others. You know, it says Hebron was not as good, right? That's why there was left for Kivrei, for Kfarim. Okay, so not every place is the same. Some places are better than others. Some places will be stronger than others. So go spy out where we should go in. So that's HaTova Hiyim Ra, meaning the place the Negev say. Is it Tova or Ra, meaning relatively to the rest of the land, which is the best place to go in? Also, Moshe knew it was a good land. So he wanted them, oh, go check it out, see if it's good or not, because he knew it was great. And, you know, the Ramban, this is added once he got to Eretz Yisrael. You know, Moshe had been in Mitzrayim and had been in Basia's house. He had lived in Midian. He had for sure heard what Eretz Yisrael was like. It's not far away. It's very close, the Ramban says, being there. He says it's a 7-day walk from Mitzrayim to Hebron. 7-day walk from Hebron to Mitzrayim. That's pretty close. So he's like, it's impossible. The regular people who lived in Midian and Mitzrayim didn't know what was going on in Israel. Well, they for sure knew that it was amazing. So Moshe didn't need to find out if it was good. Forget Nevuah, obviously knew about Nevuah, but like it was known. He just says, the Ramban, that the Jews who had been slaves don't know what's doing. They don't get the time to read the newspaper. They're busy being whipped and working all day. So they didn't know what Eretz Yisrael was like. Moshe knew what Eretz Yisrael was like. So this was just trying to, you know, he knows it's great, so he's telling them, go see if it's good, because you know they're going to be like wowed when they see how the size of the fruit there. And he's also medayek, it says, they said to him, Nishlecha anashim lefaneinu v'yachperu lanu saretz. So he says, yachperu is a lesson like, dig in, like, see the good places to conquer it. And Hashem says, V'yasuru es Eretz Kanan. And that's like a tagger, he says, is tarim, whatever, like a businessman. So go check it out, like, is it a good land or not? Not where to conquer it, but is it good or not? Anyway, that was all, because they would see how great it is. But he says, Adas Chazal, that there wasn't avera in them asking for it, because Hashem said it would be great, so why are you trying to spy it? And, you know, Hashem led you in the midbar all this time. If Hashem said you can conquer it, should have had trust in him. So, of course, if you say that, so that means when Moshe said Vayita Beinei Hadavar, he didn't mean it was actually good in his eyes, it means he accepted it. Okay, so then the spies come back, and they say, ooh, are they strong? So Rabban again says, that was not an avera, that was truth. They were strong. They were in fortified cities. That was all true. There was no avera in that. The avera was in one word, Ephes. Ephes, he says, makes it sound like it's impossible. Impossible for us to beat them. That was not true. It was not impossible. And that was the avera that they did. They said it was impossible. And they go on saying, Amalek is in the north, or whatever. They're trying to say, there's no way to get through. Absolutely impossible. Show over. So now, everybody's all upset. And then it says, Vayahas Kalev Esam. So Kalev tried to keep everybody calm. And he says, Alona Levi Arashno Sakiyachol Nuchala. It is not impossible. You absolutely can conquer it. Meaning, yes, it's tough. It'll be rough. They're in scale, you know, fortified cities. But so what? We'll beat them. Here's just an interesting part of the diuk. So remember, they're supposed to be in fortified cities, plus strong. So Kalev says, be quiet, you know, don't worry about it. Alona Levi Arashno Sakiyachol Nuchal. Doesn't say Lahem. It says, Kiyachol Nuchal La, meaning we can conquer it. That means like the fortresses is what he was referring to, says the Ramban. And then the Meraglim came after, the next Pasuk, HaNashem Sher Alu Imo Amru, Lo Nuchal La Alos El Ha'am, Ki Chazak Hu Mimenu. Forget the fortresses, said the other Meraglim. In open battle, they'll win. And even if there was no fortresses, okay, maybe we could conquer the fortresses. But even in open battle, out of the fortresses, we'd lose against them. Then we have the more famous thing by Yotziu, Diba Sa'aretz Asher Toro Salabene Yisrael Emor. Now it goes south. So now they went ahead and they were seeing that some people were accepting Kalev's thing that they really could do it, and they, you know, Hashem would help them and they would conquer the Shiva Amamin. So then they went south. Then they started saying, okay, they went to the houses and told people, Ha'aretz Asher Avarnu Balasurasa. Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi. Oh, it's a terrible land. Now they're totally lying. This is completely going south. This is made up. They're saying the land is horrible. It was not horrible. It was beyond good. So, but now they started saying the opposite. It's Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi, V'chol Am Asher Inu Besocha, Anshei Midos. And what do you want to say with Anshei Midos? So, they were saying if they're very strong, so that, I mean, if they're huge, it must be that the food won't sit well with us. Like the air and the food must be very thick. That causes people to be giants and whatever, it'll kill us. We can't live in such a climate. And there's no people there because everywhere it's a place that's a cheles yoshveh. So they were trying to scare people with a different tactic, and this was not true. Now, they didn't say this, the Ramban says, in front of Moshe, because like we said before, Moshe knew it wasn't true. Forget any, like, you know, Hashem telling him it was good. Everybody knew, you know, any non-slaves knew. Of course it was a great land. So telling Moshe that it's Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh, they made sure not to say that in front of Moshe, because he would have said, what are you talking about? Of course it's not. But the slaves, people that don't know, you can tell them anything. So they tell me, oh yeah, it's really terrible. Okay, so that's when it went. They were making stuff up. And that's why, Vayivkoam Balailahu, they cried that night, because that's when the Erev Rav, I'm sorry, that's when the Meraglim, rather, came around to everybody's houses trying to convince them that it was really, you know, a terrible land. So they cried that night, and that becomes the Bechiyash Ledoros. Anyway, that's the story, like the Ramban's version. The response, of course, is Tovaha Aretz Ma'od Ma'od. It's a great land. And like they said, Im Chafitz Banu Hashem, then of course we can conquer it. And don't worry about it, they say. Al Tiros Am Aretz, don't be afraid of them. Kilach Menuheim, Sar Tzilim, their shade went away. What does that mean, their shade went away? So Rashi says their strong people are gone, or Hashem went away, you know, Hashem took their protection away. So the Ramban says something very interesting. Well, first, of course, the Ibn Ezra says, Tzilam is like the shade from their shields, meaning they're not going to even try to wage war against it, they'll be so afraid. But again, the Ramban says something really cool, that there's this concept that someone who doesn't see their shade on Rosh Hashanah, so then they're going to die that year. So, and the Ramah brings us in Shulchan Aruch. So he says Saratila, meaning their shade went away. So that means they're going to die. Okay, so then Hashem says, he gets upset at Klal Yisrael, and he says, okay, Moshe, I'm going to destroy the Jewish people, and you'll be in their stead. I'll make a nation from you. And Moshe says that V'shama Mitzrayim ke'alisa b'kachachas amasam mikirbo, Mitzrayim will hear that you say took out the Jews from them, and they'll say you couldn't have conquered Canaan. Mibilti yecholos Hashem lavis amazel aretz asher nishba lahem meishchatei b'midbar. So you killed them in the midbar because you couldn't overtake Canaan. So that's what. So Rashi brings that people are going to hear that you can conquer one king, you can't conquer seven. So the Rabban says it can't be that people would say, Hashem, caused open miracles. So being the seven nations, even if they're super strong, Makas Bechoros and all those other Makos, those were open miracles that would beat anybody. So that can't be that was the issue. But rather, they're going to say that they're gods. They have Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, maybe Hashem have power over, but they didn't have power over the other ones. That's what Moshe was saying. And then Moshe mentions the Yud Gimel Midos, except he doesn't mention all Yud Gimel. He says Hashem Erech Hapayim, Rav Chesed Nosi Avon Bafeshem and Akelu Yinakeh. So he skips a bunch. So the Ramban goes through the ones he skipped. So, he says Erech Hapayim, Rav Chesed, and not Emes. So the Ramban here says something interesting, that Moshe skipped Emes because his words are Ki b'midas Emes yu chayav misa, because Emes is truth. If you're going with truth, so then they'd be chayav misa because they didn't follow Hashem. So just leaves us the question of, so why is it in the Yud Gimel Midos if Emes is not one of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim? It just sounds like din. So then why is it in the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim? I don't really know the answer to that. Okay, anyway, then he skips Noter Chesed La'alafim because he says he's not here to talk about Tzchus Avos. He didn't mention Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the reason is because the Avos were promised Eretz Yisrael, and these people, the B'nai Yisrael now, were not interested in Eretz Yisrael, it sounded like. So that's why he didn't want to mention the Avos. He also skips Vachata'a, because Chata'a is a shogeg, and this was not shogeg, this was mezid. So, Nosi Avon Vafesha, it doesn't say Vachata'a, because it wasn't a shogeg, Chait is shogeg. Now, the biggest question is at the beginning, it skipped Racham HaShachanon. So he says, maybe Moshe knew that the Midas Adin was out against them, and that wouldn't have been helpful. And therefore Moshe just said, Erech HaPayim. And Hashem shouldn't get angry fast, it should just be slow, and it'll be spread out over the years. And this is where we get our Lekvioa Bechiel Adaris, that was Erech HaPayim, was spread out over a long time. He also points out something else, that when it, in the Devarim, when Moshe repeats that he davened for Klal Yisrael, it says that he davened by the Chet Egel. Vesma Palaf Ne'ashem Kareishanan told the whole story in Ha'aron. It says how they davened, but it doesn't say that Moshe davened for them by the Meraglim. And the reason is because it wasn't a full tefillah. He didn't want to mention it because all he davened for was that the punishment should be not immediate and over many generations or whatever, because he knew that he couldn't daven for them to be forgiven because they wouldn't have been forgiven. Okay, then after that, we have Hashem telling Bnei Yisrael that when they get to Eretz Yisrael, they should bring Menachim, and the Ramban says this was to be Menachim them, that they would think, oh, maybe we'll never get Eretz Yisrael. So he was telling them, no, your children will get Eretz Yisrael. And when you get it, here's the Karbanos, you can bring the Nesachim. And then we have the Karban of someone who does Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, but the Lashon of the Pasuk is, V'chisishgu v'lo sasu, es kol ha-mitzvah se'ela she'adibre Hashem al-Moshe. So you don't do any of the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded Moshe. So Rashi says, well, Hashem commanded Moshe too. Anochi Eloyi Elecha. I mean, those were the ones that were heard directly. So, that you heard. So that means you did Avodah Zarah. But the Ramban says, Pashup Shad is, it means they didn't, someone was Beshogeg, didn't keep the whole Torah. It's just interesting what his examples are. How could someone Beshogeg not keep the whole Torah? So one is Tinek Shanishba that he mentions. And how would it be that Klal Yisrael would be in such a thing? Meaning, how could the Sanhedrin ever say that don't keep all the mitzvahs? Rabbi of the Sanhedrin thought that the Zman of the Torah was over, and it wasn't for forever that the Torah was binding. Or because Chazal maybe would think the Torah is optional. You could do it if you want to. You don't have to if you don't want to. Or they forgot the whole Torah. The Torah just gets forgotten. Like happened, he says, in Yemei Malchei Yisrael HaRishonim, where Shakhu Rov Ha'am Torah Vamitzvah Lagamri. Most of the nation forgot Torah Mitzvah completely. And like he says, by Sefer Ezra, like by Anshei Bayis Sheni. And there it says that they had never heard of sukkahs, sitting in a sukkah before. Which is like, it's hard to imagine this Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. They had never heard of sukkahs. So these evil kings so wiped out Torah education that most people didn't know what a sukkah was. So that's how you could have the Kahal being over all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, it could still mean that there's a sizable miyat that's doing everything properly. Like we have today, the Jewish people, you know. So we have some percentages that are Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, and most don't know. So anyway, that's how you could have Rov of the Tzibor being shogeg about the mitzvahs. So it just means that when Chazal Darshan is referring to Avodah Zarah, that's just picking one that's like all of the Torah mitzvahs, because they worship Avodah Zarah means they don't believe in Hashem, and they're not keeping anything, or whatever. It's as if, once you worship Avodah Zarah, it's as if you violated the whole Torah. Okay. And then it says, this is in, later on, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Kitvar Hashem Baza Mitzvah. So he very grace to grace the Nevesh Yevo Nova. So the Avonah Ba means the person gets Kares, and Avonah Ba, so the Ramban explains, it means the Avera that caused the Kares stays attached to the soul. And even after the Kares, it's Nidonis be Surin La'olam. As it says, Kisolatam Losamos be Yisham Losichbe. The Ramban talks about this in a Shar Gemol at length. So this is after the Kares, the Avera still stays with the person causing them Yisurim La'olam. Okay, so exactly which Averos get that. Okay, not for here. Okay, then just at the end about tzitzis. So we know what are tzitzis supposed to be. So we have that Rashi brings us the gematria. The gematria of tzitzis is what's supposed to help you remember all the mitzvahs, right? It says, the mantis geruvas zimas kol mitzvosai. What's going to help you remember tzitzis? What about them reminds you of the mitzvahs? So it's the gematria of tzitzis. Because you have eight strings. Tzitzis is itself is 600. You got 8 strings, 5 knots, and that's taryak. Okay, that's how you remember kol mitzvosai. So Ramban doesn't like that. Because first of all, the Torah spelled tzitzis only with one yud, so it's off that way. Also, you don't need 5 knots and 8 strings. You could just have less than 5 knots. 3 knots, 2 knots. Midaraisa, you don't need 5 knots. And then the Ramban says that the way you remember the mitzvahs is through the tchelis, interestingly, which unfortunately we don't have. The tchelis is a remez, and he says something, I'll pick up all the remez to midah ha-kolelas ha-kol, sheep ha-kol. Okay, that's Kabbalah, that's a remez through the tchelis. Okay, I don't know the Kabbalah, so I can't explain it to you, but that's what he says. Okay, that's it.